Hurricane Sandy's rampage provides introspection for survivors. Cuba's still digging out of the rubble in the storm's wake, and a ministry wants you to get involved with an advocacy project for a familiar girl. Stay tuned to find out what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Millions in the United States are without power, thousands are displaced, and damage assessment is far from being done. The only thing certain is the impact of Hurricane Sandy won't be known for days, maybe even weeks. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is in New Jersey, where he says powerless is the headline that sticks out most.
We operate with the illusion of control. When you think about it, God decides whether you and I take our next breath. We'd like to think we're in control, but events like this are vivid reminders that ultimately, it is God who's running things. He's God. We're not.
Hutchcraft says God uses storms.
A storm's a wake-up call. We're talking now about a meteorological storm, but there's medical storms and there's marital storms and personal storms. Those, I think, are instruments in God's hands to literally blow us home into God's arms and into a relationship with him.
Pray many will turn to Christ as they look for answers. Meanwhile, Cuba is still trying to dig out from Hurricane Sandy, the most destructive storm in 7 years there. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says poverty, substandard housing, and half-finished housing made for quick devastation.
Maybe a little over 100,000 homeless in Cuba, and so immediate needs for water, for food, and then eventually some repairs and maybe some rebuilding of homes.
It's a mid-grade crisis, level 2, as opposed to the level 3 emergencies created by Haiti and Japan's earthquakes. But at the request of the government, Cuban believers who've already been trained by BGR for response are working in the hardest-hit eastern part of the country.
As they begin to respond, they're going to be in communities that have been hit, and it's going to be a great example of saying, here's a way that we're showing the love of Christ. And again, most of the work being done by local believers themselves, it's just an easy way for them to be able to segue into sharing truth.
They need prayer and funds to see this through. Want to help? MissionNetworkNews.org. This is Mission Network News. 14-year-old Rimsha Masih's blasphemy case is still in limbo in Pakistan. Open Doors USA has a way that you can take action for justice today. They're asking that you contact Pakistan's ambassador to the United States. Ask the ambassador to protect Rimsha and see that she gets justice. Over 4,000 people have already sent emails through Open Doors campaign. You can join this fight for her today. Go to missionnetworknews.org to find out how to email the ambassador. Next, women are second-class citizens in India, and widows are considered worthless. Donna Glass with India Partners says sometimes they can't even get help from their own kids.
They're not welcomed in their home, and so often they'll be cast out, and they will go to other villages where widows gather and they live together.
Through Jesus, widows find that this life is only temporary. They'll find rest from their hardships in heaven.
They find hope in the gospel. They find hope in the resurrection, and that gives them the strength to continue on. And the widow sponsorship program provides them even more strength. They know that people care. They know that people halfway around the world care enough about them to provide support for them.
You can find prayer needs and details about the Widow Sponsorship Program at missionnetworknews.org. And today marks the line in the sand for Africa Inland Mission. By October 31st, AIM needed to find another worker for the radio team in Mozambique. The odds looked slim to none. AIM needed someone who could do three things: work in radio, raise support, and learn Portuguese. Their answer to prayer came through a missionary couple already living in the region. They speak Portuguese and English, and they have prior radio experience. Pray for this couple as they seek God's will. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know Christmas is still a little ways off yet, but have you started thinking about how you'll celebrate? How about with the 2012 Advent Devotional Guide from Buckner International? Each day you'll experience the peace, love, hope, and joy that the birth of Christ brings to us. You can get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828. Today's your last day, or click on the Advent Guide link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.